In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I was listening to an interview of a physician who's 102 years old, and she still sees patients. And she lives here in Scottsdale, actually. And she was relating how when she was a young child, she had dyslexia. And in school, she was basically told by her teacher that she was a dumbbell. And the students would tease her as well, and they also called her a dumbbell. And every day, she would go home on the bus, and I believe this was like in the Himalayas or some region like that. And before she got home, she had to walk up this big hill. And at the top of the hill was this woman from the village, from the area, who every day would wait for her to get to the top of that hill, and she would open up her shawl and wrap her in it and take her inside of it. And she related how she would stay in that shawl until she felt good, until she felt peace, and then she'd go home. And as I was thinking about that experience that she had, and she was talking about the power of love and healing, and how they were all talking about sort of this holistic approach to healing. It's not just about the disease. It's about the soul. It's about the psyche. It's about our whole person. But as I thought about that and thinking about the cross today, actually she embraces the teachings of the cross by doing that. But in what way? And who knows how she had this gift to know to do this, that this child needed this. But the first thing that she was doing was she was absorbing the pain that this child had. She had the ability to discern this child had pain, and she was willing to share that pain with her by taking her in her embrace. And the second thing that she was doing was that she was also absorbing the pain that was being promulgated towards her through the other students and even the teachers. In other words, the evil that was being done to her through the ridicule that she suffered, she was also absorbing that evil. And that's what Christ does on the cross for us. And at midway up this journey to Pascha, the cross is very much like this shawl waiting for us, now that we've made some progress up the mountain, to help us understand that without the power of the cross of Christ, we can do nothing in the Christian life. It's impossible to be a Christian without Christ's cross, and without that cross giving us life and healing and wholeness and love. And it stands there because we know when Christ goes to the cross, He is absorbing all the consequences of our freedom and our creation of evil. God creates us free to choose or not to choose Him, to obey or not to obey. And when He creates humanity, He's well aware that He's going to have to take on the consequences of our bad decisions. And He does that on the cross. And it's on the cross that the fullness of evil is manifested in the world towards God, who is absolutely good. And it's on the cross that that evil is destroyed. And so for us, that we venerate the cross because of this great power that Christ has given to it to rescue us from evil and from the pains of this life. There are some crosses that are imposed upon us, and we will all suffer those imposed crosses. It might be an illness that we have, and we have no choice about that illness. It might be an addiction. It might be suffering a calamity of some sort. And those crosses that are imposed upon us, the message of the church this week and all of our life, and especially during Holy Week, and we talked about this with the three holy children in the fire, is developing in our lives what this author was coining unconditional faithfulness to God in the face of those crosses that are imposed upon us. And when you look at the story of the three children in the fire, if you know the story, King Nebuchadnezzar sets up an idol. Everyone's supposed to worship it. If you don't worship it, you get thrown in the fire. And the Hebrew children, the Hebrew nation was enslaved by the Babylonians. And so they were forced to do this. And these three children, these three young men, find themselves being asked to worship at the sound of the trumpets this idol. And they refuse. And what they say is very telling, because they say, if our God is able to save us from the fire, he will. But if he chooses not to save us from the fire, that's okay too. We're still going in the fire. And so he throws them into the fire. It's heated 7 times more than usual. The guards, everyone who throws them in, get burned by the flames. It's so hot. And there's Nebuchadnezzar looking into the fire, and he sees the three of them singing, praising God. And then he says, I see a fourth in the fire with them. Didn't we throw in three? And here God was showing Nebuchadnezzar, this absolute pagan king, his glory. And after that, he said, surely your God is the only true God. And was changed in his heart towards the God of Israel because of that. But that image of us being in a fire and Christ being with us, I think so many times we think we're alone in the fires that we are find ourselves in. And sometimes we say we park God outside of that. And it can be sort of almost like I'm deserving of this. God doesn't need to help me through this. I'm deserving this. That's not what our Lord says. He says, no. I'm there to bear your pain with you so that you can endure it and remain faithful unconditionally to me, no matter what happens in our life. And so the other crosses, of course, are the voluntary ones that we are called to take up and follow Christ with during Great Lent. You know, and I've been doing this so long, you'd think I'd get it by now. But you think like fasting is really meant to just say, I'm disowning who I am. I'm not regarding myself as anything. And so food is such a part of our lives. When we sacrifice it as something we enjoy, as just something to just keep us running, we are freeing up our own resources to help other people. That's a form of self-crucifixion, as Father Schmemann says in the bulletin today. These are ways of showing that we're denying ourselves something and then turning to God for what truly gives us life. And that only comes through prayer. To pray and be fed through the Spirit of God and to have Christ feeding us in our soul. And the more we push away from those things of the world that we think give us life. And there's so many more besides food. It could be anything that we think about continuously, that we know more about than we know about the Bible. I would say those things are things that are pulling us away from what is truly meaningful and life-giving in our life. And that's the cross is here to help us not escape the crosses through basically embracing the world and all the temptations of the world, but to face those pain and receive the grace of God that comes through doing that. And that is how we can say it's through joy has come to the world through the cross. To find the joy of the grace of God's Spirit within us that's not present any other way. It's not an emotional thing. It's the grace of God carrying us, our burdens, our sins, our evils, and allowing us to be triumphant. And so we come to this point for the cross in the middle of Lent, and now things are going to continue to just be the same message of remaining unconditionally faithful and following Christ as faithfully as we can, and to take up the crosses we can voluntarily take up, to give alms, to fast, to pray, to come to the services, so that we can truly be triumphant over sin and embrace the grace of the cross of Christ. To him be given glory. Amen.